my pleasure to introduce our featured speakers for the evening. These two folks, I got to tell you, these two folks are absolute proof of what a positive attitude and personal development can create for you and your business. Okay? He had a huge why. It was his wife. She had a huge why. They built the business together. They grew together. They were constantly in the books and personally mentored by the number one income earner in the company. They're members of the Million Dollar Club, top producers of the company. Please welcome Kim and Jim Mason. Welcome to the call.
Thanks, Bear. Thanks so much. Can you hear us?
Thanks, Bear, for having us on the call. Appreciate you kicking it off.
Yeah, we can hear you fine. Yes, we
Perfect.
Can. Go
Thanks
for
so
it.
Much. Thanks every week for doing that awesome introduction, and I'm so glad people are hopping onto this call. I do want to take a minute and encourage everybody to listen to last week's call if you missed it, or even if you heard it and you want to listen to it again. I know you can get all of the Sunday night calls are recorded, and you can re-listen to them as often as you want. Just go to topambitleaders.com. Last week's call was amazing. Brian even said himself he thought it was one of the best calls he ever did, and a lot of people were talking about his call last week. So I want to encourage you to listen to that. And I also just wanted to let everybody know, because we've been getting a lot of texts, and I know Brian has been getting a lot. We talked to him today. He has postponed his surgery on his knee, so that is fantastic. But let's keep him in our prayers so that the therapy is getting now continues to work to the extent that he will never, ever have to have that knee surgery. But he is doing amazingly well, and I just want to let everybody know his knee surgery has been postponed, and keep him in your prayers because we need him to be strong and stand up and keep fighting for all of us. And I also wanted to thank you, Bear, for promoting Simulcast and Power Trip. Jim and I would never miss those events. They're absolutely amazing. We've gone to every Power Trip since we've been in the business, and for us that's meant, you know, flying from Western New York down to Dallas two times a year. So we are super excited to have one of the Power Trips here in the Northeast. I know Jim just wanted to talk for a minute about the Combination Team 526 EC factory training that we've been having here in the Northeast.
Bear, you did a great job promoting those events, and that's part of the reason why the teams do grow so well. And we've had some incredible events up here in the Northeast that we've been able to plug into. And when I say locally, I mean, it was a nine-hour drive each way, and I will tell you, it was absolutely worth it. We actually had people flying in from Texas to attend this event. And to see the teams coming together and working and teaching and learning from each other was a phenomenal thing. I want to talk a little bit about some of the speakers and what they shared and the training that was available. We just had the honor of having Dave Fleet on the call, and he was talking about the negativity on the Internet and what you might run into as you go out there and build the business and start sharing it. And he did a phenomenal job sharing how to handle that and really – how to hand it offline and handle it in a three-way call so that you don't have to face it head-on or face it in retrospect. And some of the training that went on up there in Connecticut, it was amazing. Michael Bay did what he always does with his master inviter. Jeff Rollins was a great MC, and the training and what he promoted in there was a balance between his spiritual life, his physical life, his mental life, and he's done a terrific job, and to see the growth in his organization and what he's doing. Ray Monty and Chris Atkinson, phenomenal leaders, four and five in the company, to hear what they have to share and to give back to us, and it's no wonder why they are where they are in the world of network marketing. Of course, Jim and Julie Brocious doing what they've done and being part of the team that started here in Westfield and seeing how far Jim has come in his speaking abilities, and certainly Julie as a teacher and mentor to so many people, and to hear them in the picnics and stuff that were going on all over the Northeast up here. We had an opportunity to meet Ryan and Sarah Gould. What a great couple coming into the business, working incredible hours, took the business from North Carolina and made a commitment to move up into the Northeast where they could better build their business locally, and to see what that's turned into them. John Turkakis, we've gotten to know him and see incredible growth. Folks, you can't imagine what Pat Flanders, if you guys were at Ambition a couple years ago, to see what he did at the training and to tie it together with music and his industry and the background that he comes from. incredible stuff from Tim Olinger and the videos that he played in, and how his spirit and sacrifice, the hours that that man works and what he does with his kids and the travel that he does and the teams, and to be not only on the edge of retirement, but on the edge of national consultant. I'm telling you, to go to these trainings and to have them available, we're going to have another one right down here in the Northeast, and it's the hotbed of where it all started for us in the Buffalo Erie area, and it's actually this weekend coming up. It's the next big EC Team 526 training. Bear did a great job promoting the next events. I want to talk about what's going to go on October 3rd, Buffalo, New York at the Adams Mark. The tickets are available at leadershipteamofbuffalo.com. And it's a BP Friday night at 7:30 to 8:30. That will be a power-packed EC factory team. If you want to see how it's done there, Team 526, both of them will be there together. And the speaking lineup, I heard it earlier today, is going to be incredible. Get your people there. They'll be sponsored into the business, and you can get them to the training the next day. We've got a great training going on in Pittsburgh coming up very, very soon. And Joey Carter, investor, EC Joey Carter, is going to be talking about what his grandmother has taught him in the business. That's going to be down in Pittsburgh on October 17th. And the story of what Joey has learned from his grandmother and this industry, for those of you who have an opportunity to see this and hear this from Joey, he's one of the most humble, approachable givers and servers in this whole industry. To know him personally, to get to know him, to get your people around him, folks, you can't do a bigger service for your business. He's also going to talk about a training called Be the Pin. In other words, be the pin and work the business the way it's supposed to be built. Joey Carter's going to be in there, and we love having him come up here. Get your tickets there at ambittraining.eventbrite.com, and that's spelled, obviously, event, B-R-I-T-E.com, ambittraining.eventbrite.com. We're looking forward to seeing everybody at these trainings. There's about one big one a month. Folks, your business is built not by you, but for you. Your goal is to bring people into the business, get them to the training in larger and larger groups, and as you grow and learn, become part of those training teams. Don't waste your time going into training mode. Get your people to the events. Thanks. I'm going to be on the call a little bit.
So as you can see, guys, we're pretty excited about what Ambit's doing and the direction that it's headed, and we couldn't be more thrilled with the announcements that we got at Ambition. And I'm going to spend a little bit of time. We were talking with Brian and going over all the things we want everybody to kind of understand about this new open enrollment period. I'm going to talk about that. But one thing I did want to touch on is 3 more days, guys, and we're launching Solar. So get excited, because you're going to see some massive growth. You're going to see Ambit really just pick up the momentum. I mean, we've had momentum. We've had times of kind of an equilibrium type state, and we're getting ready for massive momentum here again as we launch Solar, and we also bring on the state of Ohio. The Solar company is an amazing company to be working with. They're going to propel themselves to be number one in the industry for solar, and Ambit's going to be right there. Basically, we're going to be number one in solar because we're going to ride along right there with them. They actually have the beta customer set in California. We actually listened to her today, and they were talking. They had just gotten their first bill. They were told they would save at least 20%, maybe more. They saved 50% off of their first bill that they had with their solar energy, so their solar panels on, and the process was flawless. Hang on just 1 second, guys. Okay, sorry. I was getting a lot of dings. I just wanted to make sure everything's good. So we're very, very excited about solar. But I do want to take a little bit of time right now and talk about this open enrollment. The last time that we went through open enrollment, which was right after simulcast in January, there was a lot of money left on the table and really a lot of promotions that didn't happen because we didn't quite have it figured out how to work with it. And that's how it is as a business comes and evolves and we really learn how to make things work. And a lot of the stuff that I'm going to say as I go over this open enrollment, I have to give credit to executive consultant Joey Carter, because when we launched the open enrollment back in January, we brainstormed with him, figuring out, you know, all the ins and outs and how to make it work. And he has been on our calls many, many times, also sharing his thoughts and his wisdom about the open enrollment. So there were two thoughts that he shared with us 2 weeks ago about open enrollment, and I just think they're worth repeating. He said, everything we say or do, think, or even insinuate adds value or takes value away from ambit. So we really like to call this open enrollment. It really is not zero down. When you say the word zero, that means nothing. That means it doesn't cost anything. And in order to get your business started, you've got your websites, which are $24.95 plus some tax. And it still astounds me every day when I look at the people who've joined. I see people joining without their websites on. They're really trying to get in for zero. And I really don't want you to communicate. None of us want you to communicate that you can start this business for free. You have to have your websites in order to have the business. And we never want to lose sight of the value proposition that we actually have here with Ambit Energy. So we really encourage you to sit down and do that Ambit presentation all the way through. And then when you're closing, you can talk about the perfect timing of now through November 20th and discuss the open enrollment period that we've got going on right now. In fact, this is a perfect time when you do a presentation that you link in your three-way closer and let the closer tell the prospect about open enrollment. We have been having that with our team, and almost everybody that puts us on the three-way calls, we're sharing the idea of open enrollment, and then we're able to teach them right at that point what I'm going to get into here in a minute of how to make open enrollment work. It is still vitally important when you're sitting down with somebody to tell and communicate your why, just to really connect with them. If you don't make that connection, the whole process kind of falls flat on its face. So connect with them and find out that why of the person you're sitting across the table from. People need to see this business really as much, much greater than a $25 investment. If you can get to their why, and then you can see, tell them about the open enrollment and tell them about Ambit, they'll see Ambit as a vehicle of positive value, as a way that they can truly achieve the goals and dreams that they have in their life. Joey said this best 2 weeks ago. I told him I was going to steal it. He always says if you steal something the first time you give credit away, the next time you say you heard it somewhere, and the next time you say that you said it, I always say. But I'm going to keep giving credit to Joey for this because it was from his grandmother. And it really relates to getting the why of the person as you're going through this process. He says to sell Jane Smith what Jane Smith buys, you must see Jane Smith through Jane Smith's eyes. And I think that just really sums it all up. You know, if we're trying to get people to see the value in what we've got, and in order to get them to see what we see, we need to see what they see. So I think that really pulls it all together. So I'm going to talk a little bit about this open enrollment. And again, I suggest you call it open enrollment. And I think that's a term that's pretty much catching on all over now. And just really to remember that we have value here, and we want people to see the value of our business as if it were a $429 business, and then get really, really excited because now we have until November 20th where we can simply sign people up for the cost of our website. So what's really different now than how it was back in January when we first launched it? Last time we didn't really know when it was going to end. The promotion period ran for 2 weeks or 3 weeks at a time, and we never really knew. I mean, none of us ever really knew if it was going to be continued or not, or if we were going to be going back to $429 or what we were going back to. So we really couldn't redirect our training. But now we know that it's going to go all the way to November 20th, so we've got over a month and a half now to do it and do it right and get people trained in the right way. And then who knows what's going to happen on November 20th. Maybe we'll get an extension. Maybe we won't. Maybe they'll put the prices up. Maybe we'll get a final price at Simulcast. I do know whatever we get, it's going to be amazing. And I think we can all say with pretty much confidence that probably from this point on, it's going to take three customers if you're outside of Texas or two customers if you're inside of Texas in order to get what we call a qualified consultant. So this is why we really want to redirect the training a little bit, because if you were to bring on 100 people during open enrollment, but none of them get those three customers or those two customers, it is not going to help you towards your promotion. They're not going to be a qualified consultant that counts towards your six that you need to promote to regional, or your 18 that you need to promote to senior, and all the way up through. So we really do want to do this and do it right this time. So we're going to show the plan, just like we always do. Now, when someone says yes, you're going to sign them up, just like you always do. So nothing changes about that. But once they become enrolled, you want to take the time right there and help them become their own first customer. And then here's kind of where the new plan comes in. After you get them signed up as their new customer, we're going to talk about right there and then we're going to ask them who else did they think of that might also want to save money or work towards free energy. We're going to get that list of names, and you know that it's going to take probably, you know, 10 people to find two people who want to be customers. So get a good list of names of people from them who they think might also want to save money or work towards free energy. And then we're going to teach that new consultant how to ask a favor. And I do want to encourage everybody to go to topambitleaders.com and listen to the training that Brian did on how to gather customers. It's called Gathering Loyal Customers, because he really drills down on how to ask a favor versus going over the cost-benefit analysis of what we've got our hands on. You won't gather as many customers if you go through all the, if you kind of sound like a salesman, if you're going through all the benefits and the cost and the facts and the figures of being a customer, you will gather these customers much more easier if you ask for a favor. So when you start a new person in the business, you're going to want to teach them how to ask for a favor. And it really is very, very simple when you think about it. You're basically going to teach them to call up, say, their grandmother. You're looking for people that would want to save money. So if you were calling your grandmother up, you'd say, you know, Grandma, I need your help, and it's really important to me. Do you have a couple minutes? This won't cost you anything. It won't cause you any inconvenience. And, in fact, it will actually save you some money. Will you do me a favor? You're looking for grandma or the uncle or the brother, whoever you're calling, to actually say yes. They're going to do you a favor. And they might say, well, what is it? And you just want to remind them that, you know, you're trying to get the kids through college. You want to tell them why you're asking this favor. And you're waiting for them to say yes, they'll do you a favor. Once they've said they're going to do you the favor, you're actually going to kind of present the service in a way, something along the lines that, I've started my own business because, and you're going to tell your why there. For us, it was we really were struggling getting the kids through college, and this was really a vehicle that we saw that would help us get our kids through college. I'm working with Ambit Energy, and I'm helping people just like you save money on their energy bills. There's no cost to becoming a customer. We have great savings, and if you're in a guaranteed savings state, you can say your savings is guaranteed in writing. There's no interruption in your service. In fact, the only thing that's going to change is you're going to be paying less for your energy. Would you help me out and be my customer? Now, if it's your grandma or your grandfather, they're probably going to say yes, and you're just going to get their bill and follow the process that you just did yourself with that new consultant for enrolling them. You don't need to, at this point, go into all the details about the rates and the travel rewards and the referral program. You want to move right into the sign-up process and get them signed up as a customer. Now, if they say no, this is when you sitting there helping your new prospect would be the three-way call, or you want to have that new prospect, the new business partner, ready to do the three-way call. And you're going to teach them to say, I thought you'd probably have some questions. Hold on a minute. I can get the answers for you right away. And you're going to bring in that three-way closer. And if we do that with the people that we get signed up, we're going to help them right out of the gate get those first few customers they need to trigger that bonus and get them in and get their business rolling. So that's what we do if they say, you know, yes, that I want to sign up. I want to talk a minute now, though, when you're doing this, say you're going through the process, you've shown the video, and somebody says no or somebody says maybe. This is where we're redirecting the training a little bit, and Brian did an amazing talk on this right after open enrollment, and it's working like a charm for Jim and I. Every time we're closing people, we're using this line. We're basically saying, listen, how would you like to take $25 and turn it into $100? Or would you be opposed to taking $25 and turning it into $100? Or I'm going to show you a way that I can take that $25 investment cost to get your business started, and with a little bit of my help helping you, we're going to turn it into $100. Most people, if they have any, you know, their head on straight, they're not going to be opposed to making $75 very quickly, turning that $25 into $100. So you need to get them to agree that they're interested in learning how to take $25 and turn it into $100. And you're going to tell them that you're going to do most of this work for them. They're going to leave their money in their pocket, and you're going to tell them that first we're going to start by getting you signed up for your savings, and you're going to get them enrolled as their own first customer. Now, if you have 21 points yourself, if you've got 21 customer points, there is a widget on the dashboard of your computer, and it's a customer transfer widget. You can enroll customers, and you have 7 days to transfer that customer to any downline consultant in your organization. So if you've got your 21 customers, just go ahead and enroll this potential prospect as their own first customer. So you've got them in, and you've got them as their own first customer. If you don't have 21 customers, take down that paper application and just let them know that you're going to be enrolling them as their own first customer. So once you've done that, now what we're going to do is we're going to go to work, and we're going to find two more customers if they're outside of Texas, or just one more customer if they're inside of Texas. And you're going to say, with me doing most of the work here, can you see how it would be profitable for you to work with me to find these customers so we can turn $25 into $100? And your goal is to get a list of names from them, just like you would if they had signed up. You're looking for some people who might also want to save money or work for free energy. And you know you got to get more than one or two names here, because it doesn't take one or two names to get one or two customers. So try to get at least 10 names out of this person who they thought might also want to save money, and you're going to teach that new person how to ask that favor. And at this point, they haven't even spent their $25. They're just basically having an opportunity to see if this does work here. They're going to ask for that favor. You're going to be right there to help them. You're going to gather those two more customers. You're going to enroll them in your site. Now you can turn to that new person and you can tell them, listen, I've got your $100 right here. All we have to do is get you signed up, get your websites up and running, and I can transfer these customers right to you, and you're going to get paid the following Friday. And guys, it is working like a charm. We have done this on closing calls for the last couple weeks. When anybody is at all acting like they're hesitant, they're not too sure, they're wary of it, we ask them, how'd you like to turn $25 into $100? And we're showing them how by gathering those two customers more plus themselves, they can make that $100. And if we all start to train this way, I think we're going to see two things happen. You're going to see more people joining your business each and every week, and you're going to see more people coming on board as qualified consultants. There was one thing Joey said. The second thing that he said that was really, really important, he said the success of your Ambit business and the values that you add to your Ambit family is what we have, and we need to learn to make Ambit harder to get out of than it is to get in. In other words, it's pretty easy to leave $25 on the table. So what do we really need to do? We need to get people paid, we need to get people promoted, and we need to get people plugged in. And by following this kind of training methodology that I kind of just outlined, that Brian so clearly outlined 2 weeks ago, we are going to get everybody paid. And you're going to get people coming on board and beginning very quickly to see the value in what we've got here with Ambit, because they're going to get that first $100 check. And I don't want you to think you have to wait to do this. I mean, don't wait till the 27th day when you've got someone signed up to help gather those customers. Really work hard to get it within the first few days, so by that first Friday, they can see the following Friday, they're going to get that first $100 check. And if you do that, and you teach everybody to do that, you are going to see more promotions. And by getting people paid and getting people promoted, you really, really up their belief level. And when the belief level is up, the action is very, very high. And so that's what we're really excited about. And then Bear and Jim did a great job about getting people plugged in. If you get people plugged into this system, they're going to hear this training over and over, and they're going to see the success stories that Jim was talking about at the beginning of this call. And I just think it's really, really amazing. If people are not willing to open up their sphere of influence and let you help them get some customers before they join, or help you get them some customers after they join, then don't even enroll them. It's not worth enrolling somebody if their websites aren't on and they're not willing to open their sphere of influence. So we are really, really excited about this. I know Jim has a few more things he wants to say, so I'm going to pass the call right over to him.
I'm just going to wrap up this call, and I want to tell everybody we're on to something big here, and I really, really believe that this is the beginning. And I think it's the beginning of where the hockey stick goes straight up. and they talked about it for the number of years that we've been in, and we've seen incredible growth. But I truly, truly don't believe that it's the growth that we're going to see coming out of it. I think we're at the very, very beginning edge of what this company is going to become as this starts to multiply. There's too much in place. There's incredible leadership in place that we've talked about. There's incredible trainings by those leaders in place, and all we've got to do is find the right people. Folks, I want to encourage everybody to sponsor the sharpest business-minded people. If somebody's not interested, if somebody's just revisit them at a later date when you've already proven that it works for you. Don't be begging anybody to get into the business. Have a little posture with your business. Treat it like a regular business. If you were going to pay the people that you're talking to across the table a paycheck, think about it. Think about whether they qualify. They qualify for your time. They qualify for your energy. And they qualify for your time and energy away from your family as you build the business. Choose wisely, because your future is dependent on how you invest your time today. I want to tell everybody to plug into this system. With this solar coming on in 4 states and Ohio coming on, 66 million potential customers, and we only have 1.5 million of them already. This can only go up. And for the people who position themselves in front of it, we're sitting on a gold mine for our families and our future. I want to encourage everybody to plug into the system. We'll see you out and about this week. We're going to be at 3 or 4 major events this week, and this weekend coming up here in the Northeast is going to be a big one. There should be 600-700 people there with some of the top leaders from the company. Plug in. If you got to fly in from Texas, if you got to fly in from California, we'll make it worth your trip. Have a great week, everybody. I'm going to turn this back over to Bear.